In this bulletin, New South Wales records 390 new coronavirus cases and two more deaths, 15 new local infections recorded in Victoria. And in sports, Stefanos Tsitsipas advances to the quarterfinals of the Canadian Open. Good afternoon from the SBS newsroom. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New South Wales is reporting a record 390 new cases of community transmission of coronavirus, as well as two further deaths. At least 60 of the new cases were in the community during their infectious period. One of the fatalities is a woman in her 40s from southwestern Sydney who died at home, while the other is a Newcastle man in his late 90s who was in palliative care. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the main challenges in the outbreak remain western and southwestern Sydney.
The health experts have asked me to highlight Blacktown and Mount Druitt as areas of concern and adjoining areas. So we're really wanting to make sure that people living in Blacktown and Mount Druitt and those adjoining suburbs come forward for testing, stay home, and if they haven't already got vaccinated and they don't have symptoms, to come forward and get vaccinated.
And Victoria has recorded 15 new locally acquired cases, including four mystery cases from just over 40,000 tests. The Health Department confirmed 11 of the new cases were linked to known outbreaks, while eight were in quarantine during their infectious periods. It's the third consecutive day the state has recorded mystery infections, with authorities racing to find the source of four cases recorded on Thursday. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews has also announced a further expansion of the vaccine program in the state, aiming to administer 1 million doses over the next 5 weeks.
I think that particularly younger people are very keen to get the best vaccine they can, and the best vaccine they can get, as the Chief Health Officer reminds us, is the one that is available today. So there'll be experienced health professionals to take you through that process at each of our sites. That'll be rolled out in coming days, and throughout the next 5 weeks, we'll have AstraZeneca available for everybody everywhere, as well as Pfizer.
And seven new locally acquired infections have been detected in Queensland. All of the cases are linked to the Indooroopilly Delta cluster and were in home quarantine for their entire infectious period. Tasmania, the Northern Territory and Queensland have declared the ACT a coronavirus hotspot as the national's capital enters its first full day of a snap lockdown. Canberra yesterday recorded its first COVID-19 case in more than a year when a man in his 20s tested positive to the virus. In other news, Defence Minister Peter Dutton has confirmed the federal government is working to extract remaining Australians in Afghanistan as the Taliban offensive accelerates. Insurgents have taken control of 12 of Afghanistan's 34 provincial capitals, making rapid territorial gains with the withdrawal of United States and Australian troops. Mr. Dutton says Defence and Department of Foreign Affairs and trade officials are working to securely remove remaining Australians from the country, but he's told the Nine Network that the time frame for getting the remaining people out of Afghanistan will depend on individual circumstances.
Some people don't want to come out because they're performing work for an NGO or they're involved in some business still. That will be an issue for them, but for those that want to come out, DFAT will be working with those people now.
Let's move to sport now, and Stefanos Tsitsipas has celebrated his 23rd birthday by defeating Karen Chakanov 6-2, 6-3 to advance to the quarterfinals of the Canadian Open. The Greek number 3 seed dominated his Russian opponent, saving both his break points and winning 74% of his service points. He next faces Norway's Casper Ruud for a place in the semi-finals. Let's see what the weather's doing for you around the country. A fine day in Perth where it's 20 degrees. A few showers about in Adelaide. It's 16 there. In Melbourne, it's partly cloudy and 17 degrees. A shower or two about in Hobart, 14. It's sunny in Canberra where it's 16 degrees. Fine weather as well in Wollongong, 21 for you. In Sydney, sunshine as well, 20 degrees. Similar conditions for Newcastle. Fine weather for Brisbane, 25. A few showers about in Cairns where it's 27 and a sunny 35 degrees in Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And for more from the SBS newsroom, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth, for more detailed analysis of the day in news.